one would think that a democratic state like Israel would prefer to finalize the establishment of diplomatic relations with, at a minimum, a civilian government. And Sudan has been struggling to put in place a civilian government. It's not clear why Israel felt the need to preempt the establishment of civilian rule and force through this agreement with a military government, because whether it intended to or not, it has the effect of legitimizing military rule and weakening the authority of a civilian government even before one is appointed.
You did mention that it's suspicious on the part of Israel, but also on the part of Sudan, someone might say, because Sudan's military authorities now have a lot on their plate to deal with. Frequent protests on the streets, declining economic conditions, political stagnation, resulting from the coup that they staged, of course, in a country that's proving ungovernable, basically. Why proceed with this move at this time?
All the things that you just described are challenges to their rule, and this is not a challenge to their rule. This is beneficial to their rule. So this is the perfect time for them to engage in something like this, because it causes people maybe to forget for an instant that the country is ungovernable, and it might actually look to some people like they are running a government or running at least the foreign relations of Sudan, and promising, you know, as they did when they came to power, that they were going to normalize Sudan's relationships with the rest of the world, that Sudan would not be isolated. And so they're trying to prove that right now. The military is not interested in governing. It's interested in surviving, and it's interested in ruling. There's a difference between running the country and governing the country. And they are not governing. They are running things. Governance is when you consult with the people, and that's not what's happening here.
The timing of this aside, what is in it for Sudan's military rulers? Because some say they hope to get certain technologies from Israel, surveillance technology, military technologies, and some say they hope to gain favor with Washington by normalizing ties with Israel. What is your take?
Yeah, I think all of those things. I mean, they now have a lobbyist in Washington in the form of Israel. The Sudanese military has a lobbyist in Washington in the form of Israel. Israel will not be shy about speaking up in defense of Sudan's military, which just signed this, whatever this deal is with them. And that's valuable to the military. So that's, I think, one thing. As you point out, they are likely to get a greater degree of intelligence sharing, possibly equipment. Obviously, Israel is very interested in the smuggling routes in the Red Sea leading to the West Bank and to groups there. They will likely, you know, be accommodating of Sudanese requests to help them monitor those smuggling routes. Now, of course, those are all dual use. The Sudanese military can use that equipment to monitor internal opponents and others as well. So they're getting a lot from this deal.